that's a way to get a Monday started.
Yeah, right?
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Cheap Trick, who were picked by the American Pickers one time. You ever seen that show? They two guys go around. They found the Aerosmith van, like an old touring van.
Oh.
Really cool. It was amazing. It was like in a barn or whatever. But when they went to pick the Cheap Trick guys, they were so cheap. Like, this guy, Frank, this guy, yeah. One of the two of them, is always trying to get the best bargain and stuff. And I'm like, you're with Cheap Trick. Go ahead and pay up a little bit.
Just pay whatever they want.
Can I get this for a quarter, man? What do you think? Would that be cool? Wow. Like, sure, whatever, man.
You watch bad TV.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's crap.
All right, coming up on today's show, we have the Bottle Rock lineup. Have you seen this?
No, but I keep hearing about it.
It's sort of like everyone's dying to get back out. So
they're all going to play the show. Yeah, pretty much. It's quite a lineup.
I don't know if you heard, but last year there were a lot of low points.
No, really? Yes. What do you mean?
And fun. Maybe Gwyneth Paltrow had the worst. Because she came out in an interview and said that it got so bad that she had to, quote, make pasta and eat bread.
She had pasta and bread? Oh, my God.
That's how bad it got for her.
Whoa. We get a hotline number for her? Or wow.
You know, a lot of celebrities are out of touch, kind of.
Yeah.
But they have like 1 foot back in reality and they understand how lucky they are and that kind of stuff. Yeah. That's not going to
happen. No.
Not at all.
It's interesting that some of them start off that way and then slide way over to Boom Boom Land, and some of them just never were really.
Boom Boom Land.
Yeah. Never really were normal, quote normal, and whatever that is.
There was a reporter that was doing a story on a missing dog and saw it while she was reporting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'll have that.
Give that back to me.
It must be a very large city.
Also, I'm a smidge absent-minded.
What?
Just a little.
Huh?
So I have something that I need to
get off your chest.
Get off my chest. And then also I need to take other people. We need to take calls of other people that are absent-minded as well, so I don't feel like such a moron.
If I remember to do that, we'll do that.
And our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Let me remember if it's from last weekend. I think it's $1,500 now.
That it is.
Nice. Okay.
$1,500 before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. So the Bottle Rock lineup is out.
Yeah, September 3rd through the 5th this year. That seems like a pretty safe zone to be in.
They always try to get all kinds of different musicians and music represented. So Guns N' Roses is one of the headliners.
Yep.
And then Stevie Nicks. And then Foo Fighters.
Fighters Foo. Man, Dave's got to be just jumping up and down, man. I mean, that dude does not like...
He has to play.
Break his leg and he'll stay on stage.
He's played this festival several times.
Yeah.
So he must love it. Miley Cyrus, Megan Thee Stallion, G-Eazy, Run the Jewels.
I hope Miley does a Pixies song now that I know she's a Pixies fan. God, to like her, like him so much, she got tattooed.
Yeah, that really turned you around on her.
Pixie lyrics. It really did. I'll give her a new chance.
It was a B-side, too. It wasn't one of the big songs.
Nope.
It's a 3-day music, wine, craft brew, and culinary festival.
Yes, please. I don't care what it is, as long as it's a bunch of people playing live music. Yeah.
But I don't really go to wine country because I'm not a big wine guy.
Right.
And by that, I mean I don't like wine.
Yeah. It is beautiful up there. And there's no need to drink wine. Who cares? Drink whatever your drink of choice is.
And we're thrilled to be bringing live music back to the Napa Valley this fall, arguably the most beautiful time of the year in wine country.
Oh, it's got
to
be. It's got to be so nice up there.
So here are some of the other people that are playing at Bottle Rock.
Yeah, let me throw a few out that I was excited about. Silver Sun Pickups, Local Yokos, love them. They're really cool humans. Chromeo, I love that band.
Same.
Right?
Weird, disco-ish band.
Yes, with a little rock thrown
dancy,
in.
Dancy, yeah.
Yeah.
I like them.
Or as I call them, Jimmy Eat World, James Consume Planet. They always put on a good show.
They're good. Either.
White Reaper, very cool. Mm-hmm. And the Village People! We were talking about this now. I'd go in and watch them for at least 38 seconds and then probably...
I think the Village People, I think I would probably be there for a good 5-6 songs.
Well, clearly...
Because that's really pretty much all they have.
Yeah. Clearly they'd wrap it up with YMCA and I'd be out then. I ain't throwing my arms in the air. I ain't doing it. Ain't gonna happen.
Really?
Hell no! You know me.
What's wrong with you?
I'm anti-everything.
Atlas Genius, Meg Myers. It's a crazy lineup. Yeah. There's over 80 people that are going to be playing there.
God, I hope it just blows through and goes on. I mean, you know, who knows? This could come back around again.
What does
that
mean?
Out of the woods yet, completely.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you're just being a naysayer now.
Yes, that's my guess.
Wow, that's really great.
I thought I'd give that a shot.
It's September 3rd to 5th. Again, Guns N' Roses, Stevie Nicks, and Foo Fighters headlining Bottle Rock Napa Valley 2021. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's 1 second of nonstop rock coming up
this
half hour.
Yep.
for $1,500. Keep listening for us to tell you when to call. I don't know. Everybody had a pretty rough 2020.
Yeah, I was a little rough, you know, a little bit, tiny bit. There's a couple things we couldn't do that we usually could. And
right.
A few people got a little sick, I guess, or something.
I mean, I had it twice, and I still consider myself lucky because how many people ended up dying from it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the ultimate.
Right. And you, I mean, I still think it's affected you kind of long-term to some degree, hasn't it? I mean,
how
you're
dare
a
you?
More exhausted or a little dumber than you. No, I mean,
yeah. Oh, no, it's not possible to be dumber.
But damn, yeah, twice, man.
Yeah, but I still,
yeah.
I would look at last year and say positive. I also got fired. Okay.
Right. Wow, that was a crap year.
But
for the Kevin Rader
you know
Foundation.
What I didn't do? I didn't die.
Right.
And I didn't have a family member that died. You know what I mean?
Such a positive outlook, man.
So
that's well done.
And here's one that I really want to hold up and say, wow, how did she do it?
Yeah.
What is Paltrow? Have you ever seen her Goop website?
No.
First of all, horrible name.
Yes.
Goop.
Yeah.
She sells all kinds of ridiculous stuff, like candles that smell like her vagina.
So just Goop, in other words.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She broke down and ate bread during the quarantine.
What? Bread?
How crazy
Who
is that?
Eats bread? Gross.
In the latest celebrity attempt to prove they had it just as hard as normal people in the pandemic. Gwyneth Paltrow, and you're going to laugh at this, has admitted she was driven to extremes during the quarantine. She explained, I drank alcohol during quarantine. Gwyneth, Sluggo. Gwyneth.
Come to my place. You're going to have a lot tonight.
I was drinking 7 nights a week.
Sure.
And making pasta and eating bread.
Oh, was she on that kick of making bread that everybody was doing?
Oh, no. This is considering a low point for her.
Like, okay.
So I guess she doesn't need bread during normal. I don't know.
She went to the store and got some Wonder Bread.
This is how she's proving how hard she had it, though. So let me just finish. Let me read the whole sentence because at the end it's very funny.
Okay.
I was drinking 7 nights a week.
Right.
And making pasta and eating bread. I went totally off the rails.
Wow, that is off the rails.
That's an average night for Sluggo.
I mean, God, it's an average 5 minutes.
And then she continues, I mean, who drinks multiple drinks 7 nights a week?
Everybody.
Like that's not healthy.
Well, that's true. That's a fact.
But what a bizarre thought that she thinks that would...
Yeah, but bread and
endear her to people who had a rough year.
Yeah,
because she ate bread.
Yeah, cake. Let them eat cake.
She made it sound like pasta and bread is the worst thing anyone could possibly do.
Right.
And everybody feels sorry for me because I ate bread. Come on. Stop it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
If you were not listening to that song in a beat-up VW van, then you lose 10 points. So if you weren't, you weren't.
That's how you
yes.
That's how you judge
that's
things?
That's how you should listen to that one, yes.
How come?
Just makes the most sense to my brain.
Why?
don't ask my
Do
brain questions.
Do you have other cars for other songs?
To some degree, yeah, but that one in particular belongs in a VW van, I think.
Okay.
For,
Good luck,
know,
everybody.
For ultimate, you know, enjoyment of the song.
All right. We have $1,500 for our 1 second of nonstop rock. Friday was the first day for this clip.
Yep.
If you weren't listening, shame on you.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Also, you could win some money right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to play it for you again. Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $1,500.
And here is said clip. What do you think that is? Now stop the call, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, this is 13.
Yes, what's your name?
Hello?
What is your name?
Wiggler.
Wallago?
Listen, Wallago. We're going to play a clip for you again, and if you could tell us the name of the song and the artist, you'll win $1,500, even though we don't know your name.
Yeah, bro.
I'm trying to... Man, that was a tough one. I want to say it's...
No, I'll play it again for you, so you get one more shot at giving it a listen. Yeah, and then give us the name of the song and the artist, and $1,500. You ready?
Yes.
Here you go. What do you think that is?
Oh, my word.
Hey, language.
I'll say, I don't know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, higher.
Oh, Lalo!
Well, you're going to have it, Lalo, now.
That's incorrect.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry. Try again later.
Yeah, man. And have a wonderful Lalo day. All right, so $2,000 between 4 and 5.
I missed blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he was good, man. Blah, blah, blah. It was nice.
It's 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Hello.
Hi, I wanted to guess the song.
We're not doing that right now. We'll do it later on this hour. Sorry.
Hey, that was a good scream.
Sorry about that.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, I know the song, or am I too late?
You're too either late or early.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again later this hour.
It depends on how you want to look at it. How do you want to look at it?
I'd rather be early and call back, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right, very soon. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. The right attitude in the long run, right? Ultimately. Yeah, that's nice.
A Massachusetts news reporter is being praised. By the way, did you hear that Gwyneth Paltrow had to eat bread?
I did. I can't believe it. Bread.
Stunning news.
I think pasta, too.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
And had a couple of drinks tonight.
Oh, my. What?
A Massachusetts news reporter is being praised for nabbing a suspected dog thief as cameras were rolling.
Boy, that's really going on a lot lately, man. A lot of people getting their dogs taken at gunpoint.
Yes, that's super weird.
Yeah, they're valuable, so I guess.
Juliana Mazza is her name from WHDH-TV. She was reporting about the dog being stolen from the place where the dog was stolen.
Okay.
While she was doing the report, she saw the dog, Titus was his name, she saw the dog she was reporting on.
Wow.
So she waved the guy over and she told her cameraman,
"Get the dog. Keep rolling.
And she started petting the dog. What? Listen to the report.
This is the moment a television reporter solves a dog napping. Juliana Mazza of WHDH-TV was reporting the story of a stolen 13-month-old pointer named Titus, a crime caught on surveillance camera at a parking lot in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Suddenly, she sees Titus. She motions to her cameraman to start recording.
What are the chances of that in a billion years?
Right? I mean,
crazy.
Yeah.
if you see this dog, what?
Boy, if only Geraldo Rivera had that kind of luck. I mean,
and this guy sure looks like the suspect in the surveillance tape.
Identical.
And that
he is the guy.
Wow, really? So he's just hanging around the crime scene looking for more dogs to nap?
I don't know. He's just walking around.
I mean, she's like,
I'm not sure he's all there.
Very bright. Yeah, yeah.
That sure looks like Titus.
The first thing I did was I asked if I could pet the dog because I wanted to get down to the name tab to be able to confirm that the name matched the name of the missing dog.
Hey, so it looks like you're the guy who nabbed this dog. Can I pet that dog?
Yes.
Can I pet that dog?
It's almost that bad. The next step.
Oh, my God.
Mazza starts questioning the man who's walking Titus. He seems befuddled. Even more head scratching, this is all happening at the parking lot where he allegedly took Titus from the parked car.
Dude.
The same place that it was taken, the dude returned to.
Why? Why would you do that? Why would you even go back to the neighborhood for a long
time? Let's see what the question is.
All right.
You didn't think to call the number on the tag?
I did, but then I tried using one phone. The phone was broken.
When did you put two and two together?
He said that he was supposed to be walking a dog, and he somehow grabbed the wrong dog.
Listen, I tried to call because there's a phone number on the tag. But then I called that one, and then it was dead.
I was going to pick up my wallet, but I accidentally grabbed her pearl necklace and ran off with it.
The dog was stolen out of a car. Right. So this guy's saying that he was supposed to walk a dog.
Yeah, I was going to go to this house, but then I thought, well, it's probably in the car.
There's a dog in the car.
That's got to be the dog.
I'll walk
and
that 24 dog.
24 hours had gone by, and he never once tried to call the police or try to call the dog's owner, whose number is on the back of the dog tag.
On the spot, Mazza calls 911.
Hold on. So the reporter, standing with the guy who stole the dog, calls 911 to tell the police that she has the dog.
Remember that guy that, was it at gunpoint? How did he take the dog?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think he just stole it out of a car.
I'll have that.
Yeah. But
he's here.
So he's standing right in front of her when she calls 911.
Why can't all crime be this easy to solve?
Does he run?
and the guy just stands there.
Hey, dispatcher, this is Juliana over at 7 News. I actually have the dog Titus and the man who said it was an accident that he took the dog.
2 minutes later, cops arrive and arrest 29-year-old Kyle Garapi.
He's still standing there. He's just standing in front of her while she calls the police on him.
Remember that guy that on the beach in Miami like a few months ago we were talking about and he split? He jumped out of the back of the cop car and ran?
Yes.
This guy needs to take a lesson.
Larceny and breaking into a motor vehicle.
Wow. The Cambridge police called and they're like, we have Titus. And I'm like, is he okay?
Okay, this is weird now.
Little dog.
Okay, so this is the owner.
Yeah.
And there's a super weird turn in this.
Oh, yeah.
In his answer.
Okay.
He's holding the dog.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't at all seem enthused to be with him.
I was so much happier with my thief.
And they're like, sure, can you come to pick him up?
What follows next is an emotional reunion with Titus's owner, Greg Siskovich.
I'm thrilled to have Titus back. I think he's glad to have me back.
A happy ending, thanks to one very sharp-eyed reporter.
Is that a happy ending?
No, it didn't sound like it. That's really weird.
The dog is just looking off into the distance like, wow, the good old days.
Yeah.
Remember yesterday when that guy stole me?
That thief was so nice.
That was so fun. So he's literally, you know, you've seen reunions with pets.
Yeah, they go bananas.
It's always that
way.
Yeah,
like especially when they come home from service or whatever.
Did you see the one that was a monkey that had been raised by this couple?
No.
I don't know. Something happened with the monkey with its health, and the mom turned her backs on it, and they raised it. And then they had, like, a homecoming where they met, and the
monkey
just jumped
all over
them, like,
cool.
So happy.
Oh, man.
This is a guy just sitting there going, and I think he's happy that he's...
Woof.
What do I have to do to get rid of my dog? All right, so listen. You rescued a pet.
That was thoughtful of you.
Let's take those phone calls.
Yeah, let's hear about that story.
818-955-KLOS. I did rescue a dog. I think I've told this story before. I rescued a dog from the 101, and it was pouring. And the dog was running on the freeway.
Oh, you mean the freeway?
Yes.
I'm like, I thought you were talking about
on the freeway.
Coffee shop.
No.
Like, that's kind of weird.
And I was like, oh,
wow.
No, this dog's good. And there weren't very many cars.
And it was raining?
Yes,
and
pouring.
Wow.
So I pulled over.
Check you out.
And I tried to get the dog up.
Oh, you always have to, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to,
I've
of
chased
course.
So many damn
because
dogs with people.
You would want somebody to rescue
course.
Your dog.
Yes.
So the dog jumps in my car.
Oh, and nice.
Is...
freezing,
soaking,
shaking,
and freezing.
I'm like, oh, this sucks.
So I look at the tag, right. And I go to the man's house, and I call him, and he's very upset that I woke him up.
Ah,
very upset.
Oh, nice, great.
I said, I have your dog. It was running around on the 101
on
freeway.
The freeway, buddy.
I don't know if I expected a, you know.
Well, at least
reward.
Oh my God, we've been looking for him.
Opens
on the
freeway.
Door. Yeah.
Dog runs in. Guy says, thanks.
Slams the door. Oh, man. Wow.
So maybe
go to hell.
Maybe yours went a little better than that.
So you were out there on the freeway in the rain rescuing a dog, and he's like...
thinking, wow, I'm going to be someone's hero.
Yeah. Mm, he probably lets his dog out all the time.
Not the case.
Gets out. Ah.
All right, but you rescued a pet. 818-955-KLOS. Call that. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You rescued a pet.
Yes, I did. When I was a teenager, I used to live near a golf course, and I'd always ride my bike by there.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I was riding along, and there was a little white bunny just kind of hanging out and looked a little lost. So, you know, me and my brother decided, you know, let's try and grab this thing. So we went and tried to grab it, and some people pulled over and gave us a blanket to kind of wrap it around. And, you know, we brought it home excited, like we had just got a new pet bunny. And we let it loose in our backyard, and our black lab at the time actually chased it down,
Cornered
it, and gave it a heart attack.
Heart attack?
It screamed a scream that I didn't know rabbits could make.
Whoa.
And,
wow.
Yeah, just kind of went still on us, and it probably would have been better off had we left it alone.
But,
God.
Wow.
You're a terrible rescuer.
Wow. That makes my owls. Yeah. I have an owl story that the owl didn't make it, but that almost, that's worse.
Why would you put the bunny outside with the dog, with the killer dog?
Let's see what happens.
Well, their dog was typically pretty friendly, but I guess rabbits were his trigger.
Oh, man. I gotta have that rabbit right now! I would give anything to hear the rabbits.
It haunts my nightmares.
Wow.
Yeah. You know,
good times.
Bad.
Good times. Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your animal rescue story. Just released the video for that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, that's having a go at Cream there, their cover of White Room. And Jacoby was kind enough to show up in the video as well. So they just released that video the other day. You can find it via their various social media platforms.
All right. We were talking about a reporter that found a missing dog while she was doing a story on a missing dog.
The missing dog. Boom, there she
really
is.
Really was sort of nuts.
Yeah, so, pretty crazy.
KLOS, you rescued a pet?
Well, it wasn't a pet. It was a calf, and I heard it. I was in the mountains, and I heard it peeling, but I had no idea what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down this, it was in San Simeon. I go down this flood control channel, and on the other side where it's not far from Hearst Castle is this calf stuck in barbed wire just all around it.
No.
And it'd been there all night, and I was like, you know, there's no one near me. I'm 2 miles from everybody, but what a good feeling to release the thing, give it my own water, and then smoke a bowl and go, wow, I did something
nice.
Cool.
That is a good celebration.
That's the perfect story.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right on. Hi, KLOS. Tell us your animal rescue story.
Okay. I'm a pool man, and I was doing the pool, and lightning kind of hit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And this dog runs over, and I throw him in the truck. I read the tag. I take him over to the owner, and it's similar to your story, because I take it to the owner. I dropped it off, and I said, hey, Superior Gates. And he said, where's my other dog? I'm like, what? Dude, wow. You know, a thank you would have been nice.
That's all. Right? Just thank you.
Right? Wow.
Where's my other one?
What is wrong with people?
Where's my other dog?
I thought these were all going to be sweet stories.
Yeah, yeah. Go back out and find my other dog. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hi, KLOS. So you have an animal rescue story.
Well, I didn't rescue it, but what I did was I brought a dog home,
mm-hmm.
and I told my mom that I was on the freeway, and he ran into my car so I could keep him.
Oh.
I didn't tell him 5 years that it wasn't true story. And then when I give him a burrito, she goes, so how do you know he likes the burrito? I said, oh, it was the neighborhood that I caught him in, Mom. And then she says, well, take him back over there. And I go, no, Mom, they won't remember him.
Yeah. No way. 5 years later, yeah.
You stole a pet.
No, it was given to me by this guy at work. But I.
Oh, now you're lying to us.
Come on.
Now your mom is on the list of lies. Kevin and Sluggo. Unbelievable. I think it's pretty damn funny that you came up with a freeway story. That's pretty clever.
That is good.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello. You rescued a pet?
Yes, I did. I rescued a white cat with a busted tail.
Okay.
And I asked my dad if I can keep it, and he said yes. Turns out my grandpa ran over that cat. And we ripped off the tail and we kept it.
Do you know that it wasn't somebody else's cat? It wasn't a feral cat, was it?
It was an alley cat. It was dirty and ugly, but the tail was hanging, and it turns out, yeah, my grandpa ran over.
How did he do it? How did he run over the cat?
Grandpa's like, what do I have to do to kill that cat?
It was probably his cat. He didn't want it.
Well, that's heartwarming.
This has all been very heartwarming.
Yes, thanks for calling, man.
Heidi and Frank want to send you to Catalina Island.
Nice.
That's a nice little day trip.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hang out at Avalon.
That's a 2-day trip.
Oh, that's great.
Go to 955klos.com/Catalina for your chance to win. It's a trip for two to stay during the best time of the year this fall. Round trip tickets on Catalina Express. One night stay at a Hotel Metropole. Sorry. And dinner, couples massage, zip line, eco tour.
Wait, can we do the couples
gaming
massage?
Gaming tokens and a lot more.
Can you do the couples massage on the zip line? Because that would be very interesting.
I don't think so.
Come on.
I'm not positive
I'm
about
out
that.
Then.
I don't
Never
think
mind.
So. We have $2,000 to give to you.
Yeah.
It's our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Wow, that was impressive.
We play it for you. You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Name us the song and the artist, and you will win $2,000.
And here is the clip. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS, if you know, good luck. Ate me meat, can I have me pudding? Can I? It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
She's making a call, man.
They make it easy.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, this is Scott.
Scott, you're caller 13.
Yeah, and I think I got a shot.
Oh, is that right? Nice.
So you think you know it? Don't tell us yet, but you think you know it.
I think I got a pretty good shot at it.
All right.
When was the first time you thought you had it and you heard it on the radio?
Every time I've heard it so far, which is all three times, I've done the beat right after, and I think I got it.
Nice. All right.
If you're right, you get $2,000.
So I'm going to play it at you right now. You tell me the name of the song and the artiste, and that $2,000 is yours. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here it is. What is it?
Is it 4Play Long Time by Boston?
Oh, I hate when I have to say no.
Sorry.
I hate that. I wanted to give you the money.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Dude.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. You guys rock.
Thanks, man. Thank you. All right, so $2,500 tomorrow between 3 and 4 for that little piece.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey.
So Friday had a bunch of family stuff to do.
Mm. What was that like, having everybody in town again?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I like my family.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
But it was long, and the day was long.
Sure.
And by the time I got home, I was very exhausted.
Right.
So I went to bed immediately, and I got up the next day, and I went to my car, and the door was wide open, and I thought, somebody broke into my car.
Sure. Door's open. At least it was there.
The driver's side door.
Okay.
And then I thought, oh, no, that was probably me. I probably left the door open.
So you left your door open overnight?
My driver's door, yes.
You were exhausted.
Wide open.
You haven't really been feeling all that great.
No, but that wasn't why.
No, but you left the door open overnight in a parking garage.
I'm absent-minded occasionally.
Locked parking garage.
Correct.
Dude, that's nothing.
That's what I think.
No, it really is. I left my back door, the slider, open to the backyard.
Oh, no.
Where lots of creatures
live. Yes, animals.
Many, many creatures. For 3 days!
What?
Yes. 3 days!
That's so much worse than
we have these plantation shutters that go in front of them that close,
yeah.
So you can't see the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to backtrack and figure out time, but I realized last time I went out to the backyard had been 3 days.
So much worse than me.
And I left the slider open and the screen door open.
Yes.
So
did
I kept
any animals get in?
No, amazingly
wow.
No. Especially with our little snack running around, like, hey, come in and eat me. I'm delicious.
Wow.
The stupid thing, dude. I walked past the door a number of times in those 3 days, and I thought,
wait, you were home the whole time?
Yes.
And the door and the screen
were
open?
But the shutters was like, you can't see the door.
Oh, so you can't see it from inside.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you can't see it from outside.
Oh, you can totally see it from outside. If anybody wandering around out there. But I walked past the door a number of times.
You never felt
days,
a little breeze
and
or anything?
I thought, wow, why is it so nice? It's not insulated very well. I don't remember ever feeling that.
This is so much a better story than mine.
And then I opened that shutter door. It's on time to go out. And there's the door wide open. Hey, come on in.
Look, we're absent-minded. That's the thing. We're absent-minded.
It's getting very old. It's going to be forgetting stuff all the time.
Kathy tweeted, and then you realized it wasn't your car as you tried to start the engine.
Yeah.
That happened
another.
To me.
What?
A darkened parking lot at Valley College. Key unlocked the door, but wouldn't work in the ignition. Mine was 2 aisles away.
Oh, man.
Car
it unlocked
just like
the
hers.
Door, though.
Scary, right?
Well, that's weird.
So I left my car door open overnight. Sluggo left his door open for 3 days.
Now,
he's way worse than I am.
Way worse.
This makes me feel so good.
That was ridiculous.
We're going to take your calls of being absent-minded. You did something. It's not necessarily typical of you, although my car door is somewhat typical of me.
It leans that way. Have you ever left it open before?
I left it started.
Yeah.
I left the car running once.
Oh, really?
At the X Games. That happened.
Take the car. Well, I did that at work one time, too, and I don't know how it stayed on over at the other building
and
the
and
other
it just,
radio station.
Oh, okay, but you had that fence there.
Yeah, at least, yeah, and Charles wouldn't have let someone drive off of it.
So Sluggo left his back door open. That's the story that we're telling now.
Yeah, baby.
Because it's better than mine. And if you were absent-minded and did something, we'd like to hear your stories at 818-955-KLOS.
We'll give you some dialing music from Corey Taylor. This is Samantha's Gone. 818-955-KLOS.
Help us make Sluggo feel better about himself.
Leaving my back door open for 3 days.
You did something absent-minded? KLOS, hello.
So I was at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I got the front parking place.
Right.
I go into Walmart shop, come back out, lock my keys in the car with the engine running.
How do you do that? Does your car not warn you somehow that your key's inside?
Well, it's a 97 LTD.
So you're lucky it's still running at this point.
Is it still lucky it was still there?
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Still at Walmart in the first spot?
Well, at least you got a killer spot. That's kind of nice. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You were absent-minded?
Oh, yeah. I left my garage door open at my condo complex. Mm-hmm. And in my garage, I have a Harley-Davidson, about $15,000 worth of fishing gear, and I left it open all day.
How does fishing gear cost $15,000?
Oh, that can happen. That's
really?
Yeah, that's expensive
stuff.
I
don't golf, I don't do nothing, I fish.
Right. Wow, well, at least you have some nice neighbors who didn't decide to walk off with anything, huh?
I'm telling you, it was just dumb luck, I think.
So everybody's absent-minded is what we're saying.
There's four examples now.
Right? It makes us feel better.
Yeah. Now let's hear yours, 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are talking about absent-mindedness, which both Sluggo and I have.
I only left my back door, the slider, open for 3 days.
Makes my leaving my car door open overnight seem like nothing.
I don't like it when you beat me in that way.
So let's cheer up Sluggo. KLOS, you acted absent-mindedly?
Oh, so I come home late from work, put the keys on the door, come inside, go to bed, wake up in the morning, can't find the keys. Wake up, and so I go to open the door. Where were they? Just where I left them, in the door.
Nice.
Overnight.
Thanks for calling, man. Yeah, I'm getting much more like that. I will likely to leave. And do you ever look for your phone while you're on your phone?
Oh, I've done that.
That is ridiculous, isn't it?
My worst one is I was talking to my mom for about a half hour.
Right.
On my phone.
Right.
The whole time I was talking to her, I was looking for my phone desperately.
I had to look something up online or whatever.
And I finally said, Mom, I got to go. I'm sorry. I just can't find my phone.
Did she get it? Did she like, well, you're on your phone, dear?
No, I don't think so. I think she gave me more credit than that, and she shouldn't have.
Hi, KLOS, tell us your absent-minded professor story.
I had left my keys in the door all night.
Wow, that's the same thing the last dude said.
Wow.
Yeah. And no one walked off with him?
No. That was probably not so good neighborhood as well.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Thanks for calling in. KLOS, tell us your absent-minded professor story.
Okay, so I got to tell you, I was at the river with some friends at a bar called Sundance, and everybody was drinking, and I'm conservative, so I didn't drink as much, but I knew I had to get back to the... Hey, take my truck. It's right there, and I guess everybody leaves their keys on the floorboard.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the white truck, I drove it back to our campsite, and the next morning I woke up and there was a cop behind the truck, and I turned and looked the other way, and my buddy's white truck was right there. So two white trucks. So I went up to the police officer and I said, hey, what's going on? He said, oh, some dumb guy stole this truck last night. And I said, you're kidding me. And as I went around the front where the car door was open, I had to grab my sandals that were in the truck.
Good catch.
So I grabbed my sandals, and the guy said, we probably won't catch this guy, but, it happens all the time. And I'm like, I stole a truck without even knowing it.
You said that to him?
Yeah.
Oh, you told him you were getting away with it, man.
But he let me. He said he let me go.
Oh well, that's wow. You're really lucky. I'd be like, la di da. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, no. You could have my sandals back.
You could have waterboarded me, and I wouldn't have told him that.
Exactly.
That's insane.
Yeah. You know what? I think I will waterboard. Just trying to figure it out what I can get out of you. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS. Hello.
Hello.
Absent-minded.
Oh yeah. Okay. Check this out. So me and my brother are jamming one afternoon. And he pulled out a jar of this herb and says, hey, bong toke? I said, yeah, sure. So I take a couple bong tokes. 10 minutes later, I say, I'm hungry. Now, mind you, I live a mile away from In-N-Out Burger.
Mm-hmm.
I drive to In-N-Out Burger. I get there. I was cool for the whole drive. I get to the speaker. I'm no longer cool. I'm completely stuffed, and they have four things on the menu. Burger, fries, and
it is the easiest menu ever.
Yes, but...
Ghosts. Dude, I was so... I don't know how long I was there, but it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I look behind me. The dude's cussing, honking. The guy at the speaker says, hey, bro, why don't you pull through and park? I'm like, I was so embarrassed I went across the street to Johnny's Burger and had lunch.
Really? You just left. Yeah. You just gave up on In-N-Out.
There was nobody in front of me. That's how long I was there.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, man.
In-N-Out Burger. That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't ever happen.
That's true. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, 3 to 7.
We've got some more absent-minded phone calls coming up in a matter of moments, but this is just so crazy. I just want to talk about this really quick.
I know, it's getting fun now.
Yeah, between now and 6, we have tickets to 2 different shows for you. It's unbelievable. Foreigner's going to be at the Greek Theater. Those tickets are on sale now. Foreigner's showing up on the 1st of October. And the Black Crowes, finally, Shake Your Moneymaker. Man, that was one of the last things we did before the shutdown.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, at the Troubadour. They came and they played a bunch of music, and we were all looking forward to a Black Crowes show. And they're going to be playing with Dirty Honey, which is so awesome. How long have I been saying I want to see Dirty Honey play? Yeah. So that's going to be at the Forum, and those tickets are on sale as we speak. It's happening August 19th, 2021. So sometime between now and 6, we'll give you your choice of those tickets, which is such a weird thing to say.
Yes.
Concert tickets.
It's so great.
Up for grab soon.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I think my dreams are coming true. I've been saying I want to see Dirty Honey as one of the first shows, and voila!
Voila! The Black Crowes present Shake Your Moneymaker. Pair of tickets to see the Black Crowes and Dirty Honey at the Forum.
That is unbelievable. At the Forum, man.
Show is August 19th.
That seems a good, nice, safe date.
Yes, it does. Tickets are on sale now. Or you can call if you'd like a pair of these tickets at 818-955-KLOS.
And then, you know what? We have tickets to see Foreigner. They're going to be at the Greek Theater. Those tickets are on sale now. That show is happening on October 1st, which is mind-bendingly cool.
It's all happening, people.
It is returned to normalcy-ish. So I'll tell you what. You call 818-955-KLOS. First person to say Dirty White Boy to me gets Foreigner tickets.
And you have to say Shake Your Moneymaker to me.
I'm never going to say that to you, man. It's not going to happen.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
But not anymore. We're out of here.
Greg is next. He's fascinated with Fresno, and I would just like to bring up this headline.
Yeah.
Fresno is the number one romantic city in America for singles.
What the hell is that?
The number one!
That's from the Fresno Times or something, isn't it? The Fresno Community Service.
It isn't the Fresno Bee.
Right on. Well, I'm going to go home and pet the Fresno kitty. I'll see you tomorrow. A couple of alt-rock stars born on this day in rock in 1973. It was Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age, born in Joshua Tree, California. And in 1965, on this day in rock, Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, born in Pennsylvania. It was on this day in rock. In 1975, when Elton John was awarded a platinum record for sales of 1 million copies of his album Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. It was the first album to ever be certified platinum on the day of its release. It was on this day in rock in 1975, when Led Zeppelin played the first of 5 sold-out shows to 17,000 fans in London. Set included rock and roll. Song remains the same, the Rain song, Cashmere, and no ticket cost more than $4.25.